Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a special weekly guitar meeting at Zikos Guitars. Today we have the Roma Expo 2026 edition of the weekly guitar meeting. Roma Expo Guitars, this is a guitar festival in Rome where every year selected guitar makers will get invited to this festival and they will make limited edition, exclusively built guitars for this guitar festival. And today we are honored to have 8 of those guitars in our stock or in this weekly guitar meeting, and I'm very excited to introduce to you some of those guitars. These are incredibly beautiful looking and sounding and decorated guitars, and every year this is for me personally a highlight to review those guitars. And the first instrument that I want to start with is made by Antonio Marchese, who is a student. I don't know if he is still a student or was a student of Enrico Bottelli, one of the most well-known guitar makers worldwide. But anyway, Antonio Marchese is building incredible guitars, both in the aesthetics and in terms of sound. His guitars are, I think, are reaching a new level. We have 2 guitars of him in this week, and the first one is an Arias model. This is not a replica or anything, but this is a guitar which is heavily inspired by an Arias guitar. It's a Roma Expo limited edition, brand new from 2026. You can see straight away the elegant and decent decoration on this guitar. You can see it in the rosette and also on the purflings of this guitar. And what I like about, in general, the Roma Expo guitars or Italian guitars is that they don't use a lot of decoration. They choose it very decent, very precise, but it's very elegant at the end. And we have a very high quality spruce top on this guitar and Indian rosewood back and sides. We have Alessi tuning machines, and the guitar is very, very light. Well, enough talking, let's see how it sounds. Tone, brilliant sustain, especially on the trebles and the first string. Very singing. And you know, I love it if this first string is singing and it has slightly more sustain than the other strings. It has a very deep air body frequency. It feels like the basses are very deep. I guess the main body resonance is maybe E or F. I mean, you are, or today you are going to hear a lot of praise for these guitars. I mean, the sound is just magical. So elegant. It is bright, but it's not too harsh. You have the sound covered with some smoothness and soft overtones, which makes this guitar very pleasant to play on. What can I say? Help me to describe the sound of this guitar in the comment section. And let's move to the next guitar, which is also made by Antonio Marchese with a brilliant wood. The next Roma Expo Limited Edition guitar made by Antonio Marchese is an absolutely beautiful guitar. This guitar is a Garcia model. We have, as you would expect from a limited edition guitar, some very beautiful decorations in the rosette, on the purfling, but also on the back and sides. And this guitar comes with satin wood back and sides, which I absolutely love. I don't know why I still don't have a guitar with a satin wood back and sides, but soon I'm going to have one, I guess. And we have a spruce top, of course, super high quality spruce top. And yeah, we have also a little decoration on the bridge and also on the headstock of the guitar. And it comes with Alessi tuning machines, which are very well working tuning machines. And it's just a beauty, I would say. Let me a few notes on it, because the sound is also going to impress you a lot. I mean, this guitar gives me every reason to fall in love with classical guitar again and again. Compared to the previous guitar of Antonius Marchese, this guitar has a slightly rounder and more calming tone. Very smooth. And the balance of this guitar is so good. Same intensity and loudness in every tone, in different positions. But what I can't describe is the feeling of this guitar. I don't know what to say, but it gives you such a comfortable feeling and pleasant feeling if you are playing music. I think also the sustain is very good. And if I play a chord, it is like one single tone, even if I'm playing three different notes. So it means the sound is so compact and so well balanced that incredible. Amazing job and congratulations to Antonio Marchese. Last piece. Antonio Marchese guitar, Roma Expo Limited Edition from 2026 with spruce top and wow, satin wood back and sides. Well, let's move to the next instrument. The next guitar is made by Ennio Giovannetti and this is his own model, which is actually a very loud and powerful sounding guitar while still keeping the qualities of a traditional tone. I mean, it is a traditionally built guitar or construction. We have some modern elements such as the elevated fingerboard and this Roma Expo limited edition guitar made by Ennio Giovannetti comes with a spruce top and wonderful, wow, cerakote back and sides. Enough talking, let's play a few notes on it. As I said, it's a powerful sounding guitar. It's loud, responsive, but at the same time, you have the elegant traditional tone. And I also like the dynamic range of this guitar a lot. The guitar has a lot of headroom and it gives you the possibility to get louder and louder without sacrificing the quality of the tone. very full sounding. Ennio Giovannetti guitar, Roma Expo Limited Edition from 2026 with wonderful cerakote back and sides and his own model. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. The next guitar that I want to showcase to you is again a guitar with satin wood back and sides. And it's made by Luca Sant'Ambrogio. It's a Romanios model with incredible, beautiful decorations. And you can see it, I think I don't need to talk much about the decorations of this guitar. It has a spruce top and satin wood back and sides. And we have all these decorations and structure on the back of the guitar here in the middle and also on the purflings. So it is a very, very beautiful guitar. Very clean work, also super lightweight. So if you are looking for a guitar which is inspired by José Luis Romanios, I think this guitar will impress you a lot. So congratulations to Luca Sant'Ambrogio for his amazing work. And this is, of course, a Roma Expo limited edition guitar from 2026. Let's see how it sounds. Again, today I'm going to repeat myself. Wonderful, elegant tone, very well balanced, very singing. And it's very interesting. I think I'm hearing that intimate tone, what you are hearing in Romanios guitars, here in the trebles of this guitar too. Because José Luis Romanios guitars have a very, I would say, calming and very intimate sound, especially in the trebles. And I have the same feeling about this guitar. Very bright and bell-like sound. Help me to describe the sound of this guitar. I think this week I will need your help. Because first of all, sometimes it's really not easy to describe the sound. The other thing is that I have the feeling that I'm repeating myself again and again, so I might need some different wordings to describe the sound. So feel free to do it in the comment section. And I think that this guitar is a very adjustable guitar or elastic sounding guitar. You can conduct every single note and it gives you a lot of possibilities to arrange your music. So again, congratulations to Luca Sant'Ambrogio, and look at this. Wow. Let's move to the next instrument. Hi everyone, today I have the pleasure to talk with the Italian guitar maker, Sebastiano Fracasso. Welcome Hello. To Zikas.
Hello.
Sebastiano. And if you are following our weekly guitar meetings, probably you have seen me reviewing a few guitars made by Sebastiano. And I'm a big fan. Because the guitars offer something special, and especially this one, which is a Roma Expo Guitars edition, I was very impressed as soon as I played a few notes on this guitar. We will get into the sound quickly, but first of all, talk us through this guitar. What type of construction are you using, and also about the woods that you have chosen for this guitar?
Okay, for this guitar, this is a traditional guitar. The construction is completely traditional. There is a spruce top, 40 years old. Very beautiful.
Yeah, it looks amazing. You can see the grains and you can see how fine the wood is.
Mm-hmm.
So 40 years old.
Yeah, also the mirroring spruce is very, very nice. There is a bird's eye maple back and sides, mm-hmm. very particular because of this flaming kilting of the mm-hmm. wood, that it's making this piece very unique. And Spanish cedar for the neck, ebony fingerboard, and LSC tuning machines.
So everything very premium.
Yeah, yeah. Everything premium. Mm-hmm. I used the best wood I had for this limited edition for the Roma Expo guitar. So for this rosette, I combine the two design I make. So mm-hmm. this make it more special, more particular, and also with the black ring.
That yeah, is, I love this black ring.
Yeah.
Do you mean this one?
Yeah, the internal one.
Yeah.
It's Garcia was using it. Mm-hmm. I really liked it in the design, in the aesthetic.
Yeah. I'm more and more becoming a fan of maple.
Yeah,
back and sides.
I'm a big fan.
I don't know, they sound, there is some soft, it gives the sound some softness. I don't know if it's softness or something nasal or mid-rangey, but
more soft. I would say the same.
Soft.
Mm-hmm. The attack is more soft. I feel more rounded. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
So I would say I will play a few notes on this guitar and then we can discuss the sound.
Thank you.
Actually, I would love to continue, but I have to say something about the sound. What I find very interesting about this guitar is, I mean, it's powerful, it's very responsive, the basses are very deep, so the main air body frequency is very deep,
yeah,
right?
Around E.
E. But at the same time, you have a very loose sound and the sustain is very good, because I made the experience, if I play a guitar with very deep basses, the notes on the first string are very short. But I think the basses, the responsiveness of this guitar, on the other hand, the sustain is very good. Sound, I always say Italian elegance. I'm hearing it only on Italian guitars.
Really?
It's a lot of fun to. Again, the dynamic range is, you can play very soft and the tone is still very full. You can hear the full spectrum of the sound. And if you get louder, there is a lot of headroom, and the guitar, you don't have the feeling that the guitar is reaching its limit in the volume. Are you happy with the sound?
With this guitar?
Yes.
A lot. I'm very satisfied. I was very happy to show it in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And actually show one of the model I like the most to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting to build guitars with maple. And for me, it's very mm-hmm. interesting to build guitars with low body frequency. It's making I don't know, some more magical sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like to have a deep voice from the guitar, and to have something more intimate between mm-hmm. the player and the instrument. I really like this kind of instrument more than, you know, what is working perfectly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounding loud. So what I prefer is to build something with the character.
Yeah, that it's like You know, there are some persons, they have a very specific voice. If 10 people are speaking at the same time, maybe one of them, you can recognize his voice. And this is what makes, if you compare it to guitars, this is what makes that guitar very special, if you can recognize the character. Well, Sebastiano, thanks a lot.
Thanks to you.
For visiting us and showcasing us this very good sounding and impressive guitar. But apart from the sound quality, the tonal qualities, it's also very beautiful. I mean, very precise and clean work, top woods. Congratulations to the next owner of this guitar already.
Congrats.
Well, let us know what are your thoughts on the sound of this brand new Roma Expo limited edition guitar made by Sebastiano Fracasso, and see you soon. The next guitar that I want to showcase to you is one of the most impressive, beautiful looking and beautiful sounding guitars that I have tried in the last couple of years. It's made by one of my favorite guitar makers from Italy or worldwide, Angelo Vailati, who is building his guitars with an exceptional precision and some very little but elegant decoration also. And this guitar is a Roma Expo limited edition from 2026, and it is a traditionally built guitar with a spruce top. The polishing is like a mirror. I mean, he has done such an incredible job, Angelo Vailati, and the rosette is also wonderful. We have beautiful purflings, but I want to show you the back and sides. It's made of satin wood, which is, I can't say it's my, let's say, top two or top three favorite woods. It looks amazing, and every satin or every guitar with satin wood back and sides that I have tried, I just fell in love with that instrument. We have also a little decoration on the headstock of this guitar, and super beautiful tuning machines. You can see the more detailed pictures of the tuning machines on our website. Very elegant and clean. Let's play a few notes on this guitar. I'm 100% sure that you will love the sound of this guitar. There is no other way around it. It's easy, but it's also difficult at the same time to describe the sound of this instrument. It is one of the best instruments that I have ever played in my life. I can guarantee that. And the sound is super elegant. There is clarity in the tone, but every single tone is covered with beautiful overtones and soft smoothness around it. You have very deep basses, very well resonating guitar. And the tone is super elegant. I don't know what to say. It's such a joy to play on this instrument. This is one of those instruments that I prefer to talk less, and I prefer the guitar, to let the guitar speak. And if you have this instrument in your hands and you are playing this instrument, you will understand what I exactly mean. Wow. Two pieces. An incredible guitar with an extraordinary sound made by Angelo Vailati, with satin wood back and sides. And yeah, this is a Roma Expo limited edition from 2026. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. Let me know if I'm exaggerating or if you're also impressed by the sound of this instrument. Let's move to the next one. This guitar is actually one of my favorite guitars of the Roma Expo of this year. This is made by Danilo Bazzana. This is a traditionally built guitar with some very little decorations on it, but super decent and elegant. If you look at the rosette of this guitar, which is, by the way, a lot of work to create this rosette, you notice how detailed and how fine this rosette has been built. And also the combination of the colors looks super beautiful. And we have also very nice decoration on the purflings of this guitar, which is again very small, very detailed, but at the same time very elegant. It's not a heavily decorated guitar, but this is what makes this guitar so beautiful. Just simple and elegant. And this guitar comes with a very high quality cedar top and wonderful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And Madagascar is a wood which is, I don't know, it could be the next Brazilian rosewood, I would say. It's getting always more rare and also valuable. This guitar is, of course, brand new, Roma Expo Limited Edition. It has the number 76, and let me play a few notes on it. Where should I start? I think the first thing what you notice is probably the long sustain of this guitar. It doesn't stop. And also, if you listen to the sustain, every tone has the same loudness. So the balance of this guitar is spot on. I love it if you play a chord and three notes at the same time, that you hear kind of an unit and a compact sound. You don't have the feeling that one note is sounding louder than the other, or has more overtones than the other tones. So it's a very well balanced guitar, but let me play more on it. Of colors that you can create is a lot. Wow. Quality of this guitar, what I noticed is that despite being a traditional guitar, this guitar is breathing so well and the tones come out easily. It's a very open sounding guitar, if I can say it this way, and super comfortable to play. I'm in love with this guitar. I think you can hear it. Why? Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Danilo Bazzana, the Roma Expo Limited Edition guitar. And I would also recommend to you to check the link of this guitar in the video description and to be able to see more detailed pictures of this guitar, because the rosette and some details on this guitar are super beautiful. Well, let's continue. The next guitar is made by Marco Giglioli. It's of course a Roma Expo limited edition from 2026, and also this guitar comes with beautiful and decent decorations. I think actually I don't need to talk about how clean and precise the work of these guitar luthiers are, because it's just a standard. They are built incredible clean, and this one from Marco Giglioli, it's a lattice braced guitar. I think it's the first time that I'm trying a lattice braced guitar made by Marco. It comes with a spruce top, wonderful rosettes, beautiful purflings, and we have Indian rosewood back and sides. It has the number 74, and let's see how it sounds. I think Marco Giglioli did an incredible job, because he has built a lattice braced guitar which has all the qualities of a traditional guitar. Bravo. It has the roundness and the softness and that little mid-rangey tone of a lattice-braced guitar, but also the response of a lattice-braced guitar, but the feeling and the tone color is still traditional, and I think it's wonderful. Wow. Okay, last piece. Magical. Congratulations to Marco Giglioli. again, as I said, it's the first time that I'm playing a lattice braced guitar made by him, and I think he did an incredible job. Congratulations once again, and let me know what is your opinion on the sound of this Marco Giglioli Roma Expo Limited Edition guitar. Well, let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by Marco Magolo from Venice. And in German, Venedig. Marco Magolo is building lattice braced guitar, but also double top guitars. And this is a Ducale double top, his own model. It's a very loud guitar. You have still the brightness in the tone, which is very important. And we have an elevated fingerboard, a very beautiful rosette, which is inspired by a place in Italy. I'm not sure which place exactly, but I think I made a review a few years ago and I mentioned that, but I can't remember. Anyway, a very beautiful rosette inspired by a beautiful place in Italy. And we have cedar top, Indian rosewood backhand sides, and this guitar has the number 322. I would say, let's play a few notes on it. It's powerful. Powerful, very long sustain, and a bright tone. A double top guitar with very long notes on the first string. This is rare, I would say. Brilliant job by Marco Magolo. What I also find very good about this guitar is the dynamic range. Usually you have double top guitars, they are loud straight away. And if you try to get louder, the tone reaches its limit at some point. But in this case, you have a very wide dynamic range. You can play very piano and get very loud, and the guitar gives you that room. congratulations to Marco Magruolo. As I said, it's a double top guitar. He's building also lattice braced guitars. And yeah, that's it. It was the Roma Expo weekly guitar meeting limited edition. And I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. All wonderful guitars, very unique. And as I said, these guitars are built specifically for that specific year and festival. So truly unique guitars. And let me know which guitar did you like the most and why. I don't know if it's possible to like one guitar the most, because every guitar is offering so much qualities and so many different sound decorations and qualities. Well, if you enjoyed this video, please don't forget to leave a like. Also, the luthiers from Roma Expo will be happy about your like and your comments. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.